Why is my schlong so long? Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Terrence. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. It is extremely unusual to have a penis that is over 8 inches long, but there are other body parts that are. Likewise, it is extremely unlikely that you will have any other part of your body as long as your penis. There is no evidence that there is a condition called erect length of 7 centimeters or less, which is called erection condition. According to Google, the size of the average penis is between 5.5 and 7 inches, with a girth between 4 and 9 inches. Most studies have measured Caucasian penises, so it is difficult to determine a truly international, average, penis size, but they put it at between 5 and 7 inches when erect, and between 4 and 6 inches on the girth. In 1948, Professor Alfred Kinsey published a study of more than 1,000 suicidal men and found that the average penis length of men in the United States was 65.7 inches, which is an average of just over 6 inches. However, the study included a question about who was taller, what was reported by the participants themselves. A study at University College London showed the existence of a significant difference in penis length between men with and without erect penis. The study, published in the British Journal of Urology, found the average height was 5.5 inches, but this was revised after researchers measured another 300 men. Another study, conducted by a research team at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, conducted a study that reported that the average length of an erect penis was 6.21 inches. There is evidence that BMI is associated with a smaller penis size, according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. However, in order to remedy this perceived deficiency, one must first take care of the physical and mental health of the human being. Circumference, in terms of girth, the average saggy penis measures about 3.66 by 9.31 centimeters, but some measurements have reported that some stretch as much as 4.5 by 6.1 centimeters. I am convinced that everyone else is much more impressive than me in terms of tail size. On average, there is a difference in length of about 1 centimeter between a normal and a stretchy penis, and I am a bit of an average guy. The average elongated saggy penis length is stated at about 13 centimeters, with a standard deviation of 1.8 centimeters, indicating that penises longer than 16 to 17 centimeters are at the extreme end of the spectrum. A study of more than 1,000 men who had sex with another man found that penis size was not only related to satisfaction with size, but in some cases also to sexual satisfaction, as well as whether it was on a condom or before. The authors suggest that size may play a role in condom slipping and breaking. A 2015 study published in the journal BJU International found that this is not the case, despite the supposed urban legend of a link between penis size and sexual satisfaction. Of all the factors and physical characteristics identified in the BJU study, size was one of the most strongly related to penis size. The correlation between big guy and big dick was consistent but relatively weak, so it doesn't guarantee a big package if you touch a big guy directly. While we may not be able to determine a stranger's penis size by shaking hands or eyeballs, humans have evolved into larger penises than other primates. It is difficult to do a real study, especially when it comes to a sexual partner you might want, but a study that looks at the importance of penis size in homosexual men showed some interesting results. Using a 5-point length and girth scale, they found that a gay man had an average penis length of 5.5 inches and a girth of 3.6 inches. The bad news is that women in long-term relationships prefer a long-term relationship. But when it comes to one, bedside tables, the ladies want someone with an even bigger trouser line. The size of your penis actually makes you good or bad in bed. Some people like to be fucked by a big dick, others prefer a fat dick or a thin dick. Some porn fetishize massive cocks, but there is nothing wrong with a small or even a large. Man might seem like a smaller one that perfectly matches her joy. The same study found that 30% of American men have no idea how long the average penis is, with the majority believing it to be between 8 and 12 inches long, which is damn huge and extremely unusual. In fact, according to one study, it only fits on the penis of an average woman of about 6 inches in length. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.